USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Vice President Joe Biden and his wife, Dr. Jill Biden, tested negative for COVID-19. They also thanked everyone for their messages of concern, and the Vice President says he hopes this serves as a reminder: wear a mask, keep social distance, and wash your hands. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows telling reporters President Trump is in good spirits and very energetic after testing positive for the coronavirus.
He is certainly wanting to make sure that we stay engaged. I think the other thing that is critically important, the doctors continue to monitor both his health and the health of the First Lady.
Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee tested positive for COVID-19. Earlier this week, he met with Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett. You're listening to USA Radio News.
October 8th is World Sight Day, the day to raise awareness that hundreds of millions of kids around the world need glasses but don't have access to get them. This World Sight Day, leading global vision nonprofit OneSight is launching a free digital children's book called Through the Looking Glasses, Stories About Seeing Clearly. The book features 30 children's stories and illustrations about seeing clearly by authors and artists from 17 different countries. To celebrate the launch, OneSight is hosting an online bedtime stories event where numerous celebrities, athletes, and authors will read bedtime stories to children globally on World Sight Day this October 8th at 7 p.m. Together, we can make an impact with vision care around the world. To learn more about World Sight Day, participate in bedtime stories, and download the free new book, please go to onesight.org/worldsightsday. That's onesight.org/worldsightsday.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says President Trump's positive coronavirus test changes the dynamic of ongoing negotiations over a new stimulus package.
This kind of changes the dynamic because here they see the reality of what we have been saying all along.
Pelosi also striking an optimistic tone, saying that she believes a deal will be done with Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin that will include another round of $1,200 stimulus checks. The U.S. economy adding 661,000 jobs in September, while the unemployment rate fell from 8.4% in August to 7.9% last month. That's according to newly released statistics from the Labor Department. The economy has recovered around half of the 22 million jobs lost due to lockdowns and other measures in response to the coronavirus pandemic. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories regarding President Trump testing positive for COVID-19. Dr. Nicole Sapphire believes essential employees like President Trump and many others put themselves in harm's way every day.
Anyone is vulnerable to contracting this viral infection. Over 40,000 federal essential employees have tested positive for COVID-19, and the president is one of those essential employees. You know, many of them, like myself, we go to work every single day because we are needed. And the majority of people are starting to get back, so we're going to see positive cases. The president is doing what is necessary. He has already begun his quarantine process. I believe he mentioned on last night that he was going to start that even before he tested positive.
An attorney representing alleged Kenosha shooter Kyle Rittenhouse is suing Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden and his campaign for libel on his client's behalf after Biden shared a video that appears to suggest the teenager is a white supremacist. L. Lynn Wood, Rittenhouse's civil attorney, is suing the former vice president and his campaign on his client's behalf just hours after Biden posted a 50-second clip to Twitter. Biden's tweet reading, "There's no other way to put it. The president of the United States refused to disavow white supremacists on the debate stage last night. There was then a picture of Rittenhouse when he was in Kenosha." For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.